Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
David is pulling up odds for Celtics to win the series where Rico's going to back that ridiculous tirade with his money. If you're going to play a game tonight, maybe you go Panthers. I think they've ripped the Hurricanes' heart out. Controversy, the last game, Rod Brindamore freaking out, a 1-0 loss. The Panthers just kind of own them. They're at home. You're getting minus 110. It's a standard bet. It just feels like the Panthers have every answer for anything the Hurricanes do. That'd be where I would go. Now, the other angle, it's up to you. Many of you guys are part of the Optimist Army. You love this Tiger team. You're playing the Royals that are absolute ass. Tigers are underdogs tonight. Plus 110 in Kansas City. You got to be.
Plus 110?
Yeah. And again, I wouldn't feel great about it. It's Matthew Boyd, who's been an atrocity, against Zach Greinke, who's been slightly less of an atrocity. These are two bad baseball teams. But if you wanted to do it, you wanted plus odds, and you wanted to root for your home team, I respect it. I get it. Rico, what do you got? Go ahead. Celtics to win the series. Go ahead.
No.
I dare you.
I'm going with another home run from the man himself,
Aaron Judge. He's had quite a week.
Yes, plus 220 to hit another home run tonight.
And it breaks your heart that while the Yankees have been a bit resurgent, it just breaks your heart that those – lovable losers out in Queens just can't seem to get it together. David.
Just for you, Mike. Plus 210.
Wait, whoa.
To win the series.
Hold on.
Plus 210?
You're only getting plus 210 for a team that it was down 3-0.
Correct.
Did you not see they had the eye of the tiger? Man, they were ready. They knew. You messed around and you let us win a game. You didn't kill us. We were on the mat.
Who's softer? The Celtics or Allen Haller?
Nope.
Wow, Celtics, 7.5-point favorites tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm. They're going back to Boston.
Oh, Vegas has been way off on this deal because the Celtics have been big favorites in all these games.
Except the one time they were not the favorite was last night.
All right. David, what do you want to play?
Yeah, this is what I want to play. Don't laugh at this, Mike. It will win you money. The Las Vegas Aces of the WNBA are going to the Sparks.
Okay, that's on the
minus
board.
-13.5. No. They are out for blood this year.
Can you name a player on either team?
Yeah, Aljan Wilson, Candace Parker, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young.
You're in. You can bet on it. As long as you weren't getting on the air and handing out a WNBA pick and you don't know any of the players.
Oh, they are a super team.
Okay.
David. You can make money. I made money off of Iowa women's basketball all season long.
Oh, Clark, yeah.
Well, yeah, that girl who was shooting the ball from 50 feet away. Yeah.
Between her and Joey Hauser, please.
Great place to stop right here. I'm getting to your phone calls next, guys. 97.1. Oh, my God.